A new report released today by two liberal groups says majority of Americans hold progressive positions on a broad range of controversial issues, and key constituencies that favor progressives are growing larger. Media Matters and the Campaign for America's Future say they have come up with their conclusions based on looking closely at polls conducted by respected organizations like CNN Opinion Research, Gallup, the Los Angeles Times, as well as population demographics to prove their case. Media Matters' Eric Byrne says that's despite the mainstream media's constant drumbeat that the country remains a center-right nation. He says, in fact, the country is now center-left.
It cuts through the way that issues are reported on a regular basis, on a daily basis, whether you're talking about health care, whether you're talking about the economy, or any other major issue, social issues. The orientation of the media's reporting, the framing of the issues are always, normally about 10 degrees to the right of really where the American people stand in terms of their views, as indicated, I think, and proven really from this report.
The Campaign for America's Future's Robert Borisich tries to break down the center-right myth.
The notion that this is a center-right country really comes from addition. You take the number of conservatives, you add self-described moderates, and you get a majority. But if you go underneath that and do, instead of addition, some analysis, what you see is that self-described moderates or independents have over time tracked closer and closer to the views of self-described liberals or Democrats, and further away from the views of conservatives and Republicans. So that, in fact, when you add the center to the left, you get a majority also, and those views are much closer and much more in a line than trying to rip the center to be with the right.
Media Matters' Eric Byrne says there's been an increase in what he terms as almost violent rhetoric when it comes to describing Barack Obama and his administration.
That has not just been relegated to Fox News or right-wing media, but has made its way into the pages of major newspapers, networks like mainstream news networks, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, where we have folks having very legitimized discussions about socialism, communism, and fascism as descriptive terms used by pundits and even journalists for this attempt that we're seeing recently to restore some sort of regulation to our economy.
Heather Smith is executive director with Rock the Vote. She says the premise that young people simply don't vote in substantial numbers is a myth, and that young people's attitudes are what's leading the country to change on key social issues.
They're incredibly huge in number. There are about 45 million 18 to 29-year-olds who are eligible to vote right now. And they are politically active, so for the past three major elections in a row, they've gone to the polls in increased numbers. And on Election Day in 2008, over 23 million Americans under the age of 30 voted, which is the most number of young people to ever cast a ballot in a U.S. election, and represents a 3.4 million increase in voters compared to 2004.
Paige Gardner is with Women's Voice, Women Vote. She said unmarried women voted for Barack Obama last November by a 70-29% margin.
We are in a center-left country, not only politically, but also demographically, and this will continue for the foreseeable future, given the fact that this progressive base are the people who are growing the fastest in this country and are increasing their representation in the electorate at an enormous rate.
Although there has been disappointment registered by some progressives that Barack Obama has been too centrist in his first 4 months in office, the Campaign for America's Future's Bob Borisich disagrees.
What's striking to me is the extent to which Obama has carried through that agenda. So he's teed up comprehensive health care reform and comprehensive energy reform and the Employee Free Choice Act and immigration reform, and doubled the education budget at the national level with the recovery plan, and took on the banks around student loans. And so on big structural changes that we need to rebuild a new economy that works, as Paige said, to the needs of this constituency and fits the progressive agenda.